Tom, about 2 weeks ago, came out on a radio show. I think one of your buddies out of Seattle.
I've been talking about it since October, Bubba.
All right, so I'm just going to have you set up, Tom, what you got.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. So this is Tom Arnold. He's going to go ahead and tell us what he's got. What you've been talking about since October, Tom. Go ahead.
Well, number one, if you come to McCurdy's, you're not going to hear a bunch of political BS, okay?
Right.
It's going to be laughs, okay? So don't worry about political stuff because I hate politics, okay? Two, you know, many months ago in October, whatever, I had read that somebody that worked at The Apprentice had talked about this compilation reel and where Trump, you know, every show, and I'm sure there's compilation reels of me swearing or Ed Bubba saying stupid stuff.
People know that I certainly got a video.
There's a great one of Bill O'Reilly saying, "F it, we're going live. We'll do it live."
Right.
You know, the crew makes these, one, to be funny, and two, as job security. Okay, so
I'd
been sent one last year of Donald Trump between takes at the Apprentice where he calls his son which is a word we do not use. I work on the Special Olympics. A retard. And he's really mad at Eric. And I'd known his son Eric. He was kicked out of the family for a while, and I saw him in Maui, and a family from Denver had brought him, and he was very sad, and he asked me if I'd talk to him. This is probably 7 or 8 years ago, and he was kind of sitting there by himself, and, you know, I had a nice chat with him about, you know, I know your dad, he'll get over it, whatever, dads can be jerks, and I felt sorry for the guy, but you could tell in the video that he has favorites in that family. He's really mean to Don Jr., and he likes the daughter. But anyway, he used the N-word in a casual discussion about, well, I'm not going to go up there. There's a bunch of crazy N-words up there. He turns to his left and is talking to a guy between takes as he sits in the...
Now you've heard this. Do you have this tape?
I have. Well, a guy sent it to me a year ago on a format called Vimeo,
right,
with a password that, you know...
But you think somebody could have electronically taken it down because of all the heat?
No, the password is time-coded, so it's like a, let's say, 72-hour password.
Oh, okay, so then it destroys.
So now, between you and I, if my brother or a hacker were to come over to my house, they could go around behind the... They could dig it out.
But
I'm not going to let that happen. Now,
or the FBI, or what if the FBI shows up and they want it?
Well, they will one day. Then they can do what they got to do, which is fine. But here's the thing.
And he's got bigger balls than me. I wouldn't have that anywhere near my hard drive. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Well, the guy that said it to me, when he said it to me, it was funny. You know, it was, Donald Trump's not going to be president. This is a matter. This is funny. I'm sending this around. And we do that. We share stuff. On the Best Dad Sports Show, I used to share stuff. We there's a group of us that share funny videos of different shows. And anyway, so then all of a sudden it became somebody's talk. What a producer talked about it, and I went, "Oh yeah, I've seen that. Oh yeah, he talked about it publicly. He'd been a producer on the show. Oh, I've seen that." So I called the guy, and the guy's now scared to death.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and he's like, "Oh no, we can't." I go, let me put that out. He goes,
"So
oh, no.
You're saying I'm Tom Arnold, bitch, give it to me, I'll roll with it. I'm Tom
yeah,
Arnold."
Yeah, I said, "I'll put my name." He goes, "So it's too obvious because it's Trump's single camera. There's only one guy that edited his footage. They'll track it to me. My family, there's a $5 million confidentiality agreement with Burnett."
Are you trying to get your hands on it?
Yes.
You
know, I want him to get credit. I said, just release it.
But I mean, no matter. It's going to cost somebody. If somebody does release it, it's an automatic $5 million penalty.
Well,
I mean,
it also is worried about his family being. You know what? When it does get released, it's going to be so obvious who it is that people are going to go, "Why did I not see that?" And it'll be so obvious why.
When do you think it's coming?
Well, I think it has to be. It's always been my opinion when reporters have called me, I've said, "What are you doing about Russia?" From day one, I've said, "What are you doing?" They go, "Russia." I go, in 2013, it's a Miss Universe pageant. This is what happened. It started becoming public last week. He was there. A guy that I know who financed the movie I did, who's a business partner with him, who's a friend of Putin's, had a party for him. Here's what happened. I promise you they filmed it. I promise you Putin's holding it over him. And I said that all fall.
So you're saying Putin's got a tape on him, too.
Right. That came out this week that the...
Man, Tom Manson, sounds like Tom Arnold might be a new tape broker.
Tom's
tape brokering.
It sounds crazy, except... Fake news. And so I know the person. I said, I will talk about the stupid Apprentice tapes, because I don't feel that would make a dent. You know, after the grabber by the P word, if that doesn't make a dent in your career, if that only hurts Billy Bush at NBC, then...
Man, he got screwed, did he not?
Not going to make a dent in
Billy
your career.
Bush so, got screwed, right. Did he not, Tom?
He got screwed. But this other thing's illegal, and the taxes are illegal, so... If you really want to do some, make a difference, I care about America's security. I don't care if a guy says has a bad personal life.
By the way, a guy named John called me up, and he was a real dick, and he said that Tom Arnold would be a no-show. This is the call I got.
Yeah, I'll make a bet with you right now that Tom Arnold no-shows again, and you're such a mark and a jobber, you'll still be promoting him like you Sicily did last week.
Yeah, well, he's on the phone line right now. I'm going to tell this dumbass. John, I only want to hear one thing from you, and that is for you to profusely apologize to me and the great Tom Arnold for being a dick because he called me.
Yeah, but he didn't show up, so I'm half right.
No, he was never. It was my fault. I didn't know if he was going to be in studio or on phone, and I've known that he's going to be on the phone since last Friday. So stop trying to cover your ass, you dildo. You are wrong, and you need to say you're sorry. That's all I want to hear from you.
I'm sorry that you woke...
All right, they're perfect. Get the hell out
the
of here,
the best thing is you put me back to sleep, make me listen
to John, why are you so pissy? What's going on in your life?
He's
so crappy.
He's a troll is what he is. He lives in his mom's basement, and he masturbates with a retainer at night.
Let's make John a fan again.
This is what I call. This is what I called John when he called last time. Yeah. This seems like you're a bitter old guy that hates us and that trolls us and doesn't like anything that we think is cool, that we like, and that you just... try to use creative situations to call my show and bitch.
When really,
John, you're the biggest effing fan ever, and you're probably masturbating to my picture right now as we speak.
Wow.
Tom, wouldn't you concur?
I would. I hope it's a new one and not one of the old ones from when we played softball together.
Yeah, that's not very appealing. Although I was very Roseanne-like, though, wasn't I?
Well,
I
mean, we both were.
Who was bigger, me or Roseanne, when you saw me at the softball game?
Well, it was close because you're taller, but she's 5 foot.
Right.
You know, it's all scale. You know what I mean? Like, if you're 5 foot
scale,
and weigh 210, 220, but you're a taller man and you're... you know, however much you were, you know, it's pretty similar.
Listen, I know you got to get going because you got to be off by 45. I'm sorry for keeping you long. But listen, call me in the next couple of weeks because we got a lot to talk about, one of which...
Don't worry about Boomer. He loves you. I love you.
Well, get Boomer. I want to put Boomer on the air. See if you can make that happen for me, my friend.
I will make it happen. All right, promise you. You have my word.